the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood, with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Rhythm Ayers, and Bing's guest, Walter O'Keefe. Now, here's the rising young vocalist from John Scott Trotter's orchestra, Bing Crosby.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bing. I'm glad I don't have to tell jokes like Hope Crosby. Telling all you guys and gals that for real Christmas cheerium, buy a Philco and have no ferium. It contains no arium. What delirium?
Say, Bing, have you seen Bob since he returned from England? They tell me he came back with a very broad A.
Same one he left with, you know.
We wanted to bring... he wanted to bring monocles back, you know, for all his writers, but they found out they didn't have that much glass in England, so he couldn't.
Hope's an amazing guy.
Isn't he?
He does his program from one town one week, another town the next week. He's always on the move.
On the move or on the lam?
Never knew.
You got to hand it to him, Ken. Quite an honor to be invited all the way to England.
Yeah.
I understand that the king and queen invited him to do a command performance.
Oh, stop.
That's the command. With the aid of John Scott Trotter and the Rhythm Ayers, now, Ken, we're going to... engage ourselves in a musical commentary on civilization. Incidentally, whatever became of it, I...
Bingo, bango, bongo, bingo, bunk. Bingo, bango, bingo, bunk.
Each morning, a missionary advertised with neon signs. He tell the native population that civilization is fine. And three educated savages holler from a bamboo tree.
Yoo-hoo.
That civilization is the thing for me to see. But bongo, 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 I don't want to leave the Congo. Ho, ho, no, 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 no.
No, 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 no.
Bingle, bangle, bungle, I'm so happy in the jungle, I refuse to go. Don't want no jailhouse, shotgun, fish hooks, golf clubs. I got my spear. So no matter how they coax me, I'll stay right here.
Bongo, 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 we don't want to leave the Congo.
I looked through a magazine that missionary's wife conceived. I see how people who are civilized bang you with automobiles. At the movies that they got to pay many coconuts to see. Uncivilized pictures that the newsreel takes of me.
So, bongo, 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 he don't wanna leave the Congo. No, 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 no.
Bingo, bango, bungle, I'm so happy in the jungle, I refuse to go. Don't want no Bob Hope gags about my nags that end in the rear. So, no matter how they coax me, I'll stay right here. They hurry like savages to get aboard an iron train. And though it's smoky and it's crowded, they're too civilized to complain. When they got 2 weeks vacation, they hurry to vacation ground. They swim and they fish, but that's what I do all year round.
Bongo, 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 he don't
want to
leave the Congo. Oh, no, 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 no. Bingo, bango, bongo, he's so happy in the jungle.
I refuse to go. Don't want no fancy spats or no tuxedo.
Solid comfort, that is credo.
No Sinatra, Sola, Tito, clog in my ear.
Oh, no matter how we coax him.
I'll stay right here.
Bongo, bongo, bongo.
I don't
want to
leave the Congo.
Bingo, bingo, bango, bongo.
I refuse to leave the jungle.
Civilization, civilization, civilization.
I'll stay right here.
Sing and Rhythm Airs.
Liked it, huh, Ken? Mm-hmm. Thank you. I think our escapist attitude at least has its point.
Well, yes, it does, Bing.
But what? I'll lay eight to one this butt has something to do with the buying a Philco for Christmas.
Well, Bing, I just wanted to point out that life in the jungle might be very serene, but I shudder to think of Christmas in the Congo without a Philco.
Oh, it'd be ghastly.
Remember, they don't have radio programs there and no Philco.
They may not have Philcos there, Ken, but they got plenty of broadcasting.
What?
Didn't you ever hear of the Tom Tom Network?
The Tom Tom Network?
Sure. One great program after another. They got Tarzan for a Day.
Oh, no.
Porsche Faces an Anteater.
Oh.
Just Plain Water Buffalo. It's a very low hooper, that show. Lumen Alligator.
In person?
Yes. Your Elephant Parade.
What network's that on?
Fibber McGee and Monkey.
Oh,
fine.
No.
Boys are loaded. They got all this entertainment without radios. They're way ahead of us.
Now, wait. Nobody's ahead of Philco.
Oh, stop pouting. Just go ahead, Philco man, and beat the tom-tom.
Well, okay, Bing, and I'd like to beat it out again. Nobody is ahead of Philco, but nobody in Christmas gift values and variety. This Christmas, your Philco dealer has a Philco for everybody and a model to match the money that you want to spend. You like to make a holiday hit with a traveling man? Well, take your pick of those powerhouse Philco portables. And they're a smash for the school and college crowds, too. You can say that again for Philco's new portable automatic record player and the famous Table Model 1201, the most popular radio phonograph in the world. Both are real self-starters. Just slide a record in, and it plays automatically. You get this exclusive new invention only with a Philco. Makes a great gift for the family, too, in a new kind of console radio phonograph that's as long on performance as it's low in price. See your Philco dealer tomorrow for gifts with a lift from Philco, the leader.
I do hope the boys at Yale and the alumni throughout the land will not take umbrage at me for singing this song immediately following so crass a thing as a commercial. Further, I do not wish to set myself up as a one-man glee club, which is what this song really cries for, but I do like the Whiffenpoof song. To the tables down at Morris, to the place where Louis dwells, to the dear old Temple Bar we love so well. Sing the Whiffenpoofs assembled with their glasses raised on high, and the magic of their singing casts its spell. Yes, the magic of their singing, of the songs we love so well. Shall I wasting and the morning and the rest? We will serenade our Louis while life and voice shall last. Then we'll pass and be forgotten with the rest. Bye. Tonight, the guest corner on Philco Radio Time is filled happily by an old friend of mine who started out in show business about the same time I did. We've been pals for, lo, these many years, and it's a real pleasure to welcome my old buddy, Walter O'Keefe. Well, Walter O'Keefe, the first of my lifelong friends.
Well, well, Bing Crosby, the last of the Red Hot Papas.
Yeah, it is. I never thought I'd be telling Sophie Tucker to move over. Well, listen, Walter, yes. Great to see you, really. Yes, it's been about 12 years, isn't it, since we used to knock around together?
That's right, Bing. Makes you reminisce. Do you ever look back on those happy times?
Oh, yes. I'll never forget them either.
Oh, dear.
Hey, Walter, you remember in those days you were the good-looking fella?
Now, wait a minute, Bing. Don't give me that. I hear in your next picture, Barry Fitzgerald gets the girl.
Oh, I'm checking that script immediately.
Anyway, Bing, I get a kick looking back at the old days. There we were, not knowing where our next meal was coming from. Didn't have a roof over our heads, and now it's all so different for you.
What about you, Walter? What are you doing here in Hollywood?
Why, Bing, I made a screen test.
Huh?
Yeah, and you'll soon be seeing me in pictures.
Congratulations.
That is, if I can find a theater that shows screen tests.
Oh.
No, Bing. Au contraire, I'm still leading the same happy-go-lucky, irresponsible life we led together years ago.
Walter, you make me feel like a heel.
I
really
do.
You do. Years ago, we did vow never to succumb to the indignity of too much gainful employment.
Blood brothers.
Somewhere along the line, I failed.
Oh, but Bing, it's not your fault. I know you never could have gone to work deliberately.
Thanks, Walter. I'm glad you... I'm just the same as I was in those days when we used to send our laundry out in the same bag.
Oh, Kel Memory. Mm-hmm. And remember when it came back, yeah. I'd wear the laundry and you'd wear the bag.
That's right. I haven't changed a bit.
No, you haven't, Bing.
I hate working as much as ever. I just got in a rut.
But you know, Bing, I still can't overlook the fact that you've been the victim of steady employment for a long time.
Well, Walter, don't put me on the pan for working. You haven't remained so pure yourself. I happen to know that you're working for Campbell Soups on the Double or Nothing program.
Well, has that got around?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right, Bing, I'll admit I'm working now, but I did stick to our pact for a long time.
Well, how in the world were you able to escape the horrors of steady work for so long?
To be truthful, Bing, I could never have done it alone. I had an agent.
Oh. Aided and abetted.
Yes, sir.
An agent? You mean, Waller, that I might have enjoyed this same vacational bliss if I'd have had an agent?
Why, certainly, mais vraiment.
Gee whiz.
Yes, I... Bing, I can't honestly give all the credit to this agent. You
no.
see, he had a big firm back of him.
Oh, sure.
Yes, in fact, with this agency and their offices, I can be out of work in Hollywood, Chicago, New York, and now I understand London.
London? Well, all that's in the past now, though, because you're on 5 days a week for Double or Nothing.
Yes, Bing, but it's a quiz program. I give the money away.
Oh.
You see? And at the end of the week, there you are. You're stuck with it. Well,
what can I do?
You could give it away.
Yes, but who could I give it to?
Me.
I couldn't do it. Wouldn't do it. After all, I don't want to do anything to break your streak.
Hold on now.
You may set a record.
Tiens-y un fois.
Leave you alone.
When you talk like that, you give the impression that you have never come through for a friend, and that certainly hasn't been true in my case.
Look, Walter, if I've been able to help you in the past, forget it.
Oh, that's... That's just like you, Bing. And believe me, I'll never forget that roughest siege I had.
When was that?
Oh, remember when I was alone there in the hospital bed?
Oh, yeah.
And you came up to my room and sang two choruses of Sweet Leilani.
Well, that was the least I could do.
Oh, but Bing, it was not what you did. It's how you did it. So subtly, hiding outside in the hall so I'd never know who it came from.
Modest. Hmm?
Oh, for weeks I thought it was Kate Smith.
You did. Bing,
you never forget an old friend. No matter how busy you are, there isn't a time that I can't just pick up the phone and talk to your brother Everett's secretary.
Everett would talk to you himself, Walter, but he doesn't know how to use a phone. He's not very mechanically inclined, as far as
Say, Bing.
Yes, Ken. Time for a commercial?
No, I just had a thought.
And it wasn't a commercial?
No.
Congratulations.
Mine, too.
Well, I was just thinking, you and Walter have been standing here gabbing about the old days. Why don't we sort of let the people look in on your past? For instance, show them how you and Walter first met.
Well, that might be fun, Ken. It was in the waiting room. The Grand Central Station in New York. I was sort of on the town at the time. I was not only without funds, I was without cigarettes. Just about that time, I spied Walter, and I thought if I could engage him in conversation, I might be able to casually ask for a smoke.
I walked over to this stranger, but before I could speak, he said,
Say, buddy, do you have a cigarette?
No. Matter of fact, I just threw my last one away.
Where? Funny you picking me to ask for a cigarette. You broke, too.
Well, it's not exactly a question of being broke. You see, I've graduated from Gonzaga University, and rather than rush right into any kind of job at all, I decided to come to New York and look the situation over.
I see. How long you been here?
8 years.
You know, I'm a college man myself.
Oh,
I
so?
Spent... Yes, I spent my college days at Notre Dame. By the way, what's your name?
Bing.
What?
Bing.
Oh.
What's your name?
Clang, clang. I can go along with a game.
Well, you're getting them all.
Well, anyway, I'm glad to know you, Bing. It must be pretty tough for a fellow like you all alone in a big city like New York.
Yeah. Say, why don't we pool our resources and we could go it together?
Say, I'll tell you what.
I'll move in with you.
Oh, no. Perish the thought. I wouldn't think of having you give up your home. I'll move in with you.
I don't think that'd be so good. You see, we really ought to be near the heart of things, and my place is a little inconvenient. It's west of Broadway.
Oh, west of Broadway, huh? Where is it?
Spokane, Washington.
Ah.
I think the best thing... I maybe should move in with you.
Okay, I'll make room for you on this bench here and your home.
Oh, that's it.
And so the two young men entered into a partnership. And to celebrate this bond, we find them concluding their dinner at a fashionable New York restaurant.
Ah, now, was everything satisfactory, gentlemen?
Oh, vraiment. Par excellence, mon capitaine.
Oh, everything was delightful, and now may we have the check.
Oui. Now, let me see. Altogether, with the wine, the total, $41.50.
I'll take it, Captain.
Just a minute, Walter. This is on me.
Oh, no, you don't. I invited you out to dinner.
Invited? Nothing. We said we'd have dinner. That's my check. Now,
hey,
come on.
Hey, what are you doing? Running for mayor or something? You're my guest. I'll pay the check.
Now, this is one time you're going to listen to me.
Listen, nothing.
This is my check.
Let's not be funny.
I invited you to dinner.
You give me that check or I'll bust you right in the nose.
You'll bust two in the nose.
You, how would you like to step outside?
How would you like to step outside?
I'll step outside with you. You want to step outside?
You're darn right, I'll step outside. Well, it's a good thing the waiter didn't step outside with us.
Come on, let's beat it.
Gone.
After 4 months of battling bitterly for a bare existence, the scene changes. We find our two heroes living in a palatial suite high on the swanky Drake Hotel on Park Avenue.
Hey, look, Bing, don't you think you've gone a little overboard?
Just a minute.
After all, a suite like this is $50 a day. Don't you think we've made a mistake?
What do you mean, a mistake? We're broke, aren't we?
Yes.
And we're hungry, too, aren't we?
I know,
Bing. And the management sent up a basket of fruit, didn't it?
Yes, Bing, but...
Oh, shut up and pass me an apple.
The same suite, the same boys, 2 weeks later.
Bing, what are we going to do? We owe the hotel an $850 hotel bill,
Walter,
and we're all out of apples.
Will you listen to me? They shouldn't have changed that.
No,
they should have left it the way it was. Why do you fellas change things? Walter, listen to me. They won't get wise to us. We're men of distinction. We have savoir-faire. Hello?
Mr. Crosby, this is the valet.
Yes, Rudy.
It's about your trousers.
Hmm?
Your trousers, sir.
Yes.
Would you prefer a gray patch or a blue patch?
Makes no difference. I'm wearing tails tonight.
Say, Bing, entrepreneur, the chambermaid is wise to us.
You think so?
Yeah, she knows that we're a couple of phonies.
Quiet. Here she comes.
Oh, gentlemen.
Yes, Lana.
While I was cleaning the living room, I found this quarter between the cushions on the couch.
Oh, thank you.
You must have had company.
By
fine thing.
Yeah.
She's wise, all right.
Sure, yeah.
Ah, Monsieur le Manager.
Gentlemen, it has never been the policy of this hotel to antagonize the guests with bills. However, to put it bluntly, you owe us $850 and the hotel simply must have the money.
My good man, we are as anxious to clear these petty matters up as you are. However, we just don't happen to carry that much cash.
Well, that is logical, but I assure you that I would be happy to honor a personal check.
Well, you would?
Bing,
no! No!
No, Bing. Look, Mr. O'Brien, suppose we settle this at a more convenient time.
Convenient time? Yesterday, I made an appointment with you gentlemen to discuss this, but when I came up here, you were gone.
Oh, see here. Absolutely ridiculous. Fantastic. We were here all the time. Probably just didn't hear your knock.
Gentlemen, I not only knocked, but I took the liberty of letting myself in with a pass key. I sat on that couch and waited for 2 hours.
Oh, here. Then this must be your quarters.
There. Do you need any further proof of our honesty? Aren't you ashamed of yourself?
I'm sorry, Mr. Crosby.
I've never been so humiliated in my entire life. One more word from you, you can send the bellhop up for my toothbrush. Good day, sir.
Oh, Bing, we got to get some dough. I've written another song, you know.
That's the trouble. Every song you write, I know.
I don't like your attitude. This one I thought of myself, and I have an appointment to see the music publisher tomorrow. Wouldn't it be great if we sold it?
Yeah, it sure would. Been so long since we had money enough to go out on a date.
Yeah, sure has been tough on me. I haven't seen a girl for so long, I can't even remember what one looks like.
Tougher on me. I can remember.
Brother, if we can sell this song, we'll really step out. You can take out that cute little blonde, you know.
Oh? Oh, hello, Dix. Hmm? No, no, really can't tonight. Well, listen, Dix, tomorrow maybe, huh? Swell. Goodbye, Dix.
Who is that?
Richard Dix.
And so the next day found the boys at the waiting room of the Dean Allenson Publishing Company. Nervously, they fidgeted as they sat outside the plate glass door that bore the awe-inspiring sign, Barney Dean, President.
Somebody here from Brooklyn. Gee, Walter, I sure hope Mr. Dean gives us a break.
Well, someday someone's got to listen, Bing, but no wonder people have no respect for us.
Why
don't you get a haircut?
Oh.
You always have all that hair falling down over into your eyes.
Well, I've got a bobby pin here. I'll just put it up in a bun.
Well, here's Mr. Dean.
If you'd please allow us, sir, we'd like to demonstrate our song, sir.
Okay.
All right, play, Bing.
No, yeah, let me sing it. We're hungry. Let's not take any chances.
All right, but if I hear one boo out of you, I'll take over.
Don't worry, I'll sell it.
Little by little, little by little, you're winning my heart. Little by little, little by little, I'm doing my part. You brighten my horizon. That day I laid my eyes on you, and I says I, gee, she's worth a try. Little by little, little by little, I've tried to win you. Morning and night, I tried to do right. I saw so much in you. Rome wasn't built in one day. I hope in time that you'll say you've learned to love me little by little, too.
Mr. Dean bought Mr. O'Keefe's tune. The boys paid their hotel bill, and with the remaining $3, they took a taxi to another hotel where they started life anew.
That's right. That's right, Ken. Walter, wasn't it jolly reminiscent?
Oh, yes, Bing.
You know, I always felt badly about the way I cut you out of singing that song.
That's all right, Bing. In those days, you needed the practice.
Right. Walter, if I didn't sound too enthusiastic during your song, it's nothing personal, but right. When it gets close to Christmas, like lots of folks, I get a bad case of Christmas gift jitters, you know.
You do, boy.
Oh, presents are such a problem, okay. Bill. I never know what to give.
Well, men, this year nobody needs to let the Christmas gift problem make a nightmare out of Noel.
I'm sorry, Walter.
You'll find the payoff for the plight before Christmas at your Philco dealer now. New kinds of Philco radios, more Philcos than ever. Philcos for everybody's taste and at anybody's price. This Christmas, the world's largest radio manufacturer is back in full production, turning out the finest Philco radios of all time. For the lucky ones on your list, look at the Philco 1270, the radio phonograph of connoisseurs. Gives you the whole works in radio, including Philco Advanced FM, plus an unbeatable combination in recorded music. Your records played with broadcasting studio quality by Philco's new kind of tone arm, the patented dynamic reproducer. And no hiss, no screech, no scratch, thanks to Philco's new electronic scratch eliminator, which tunes out needle noise and surface scratch. The new Philco consoles are like that, with more power and finer performance than you ever listened to in your life. For a gift with a lift, give a Philco, famous for quality the world over.
Jack Owens of Philco's Breakfast Club show wrote a song called How Soon. Very nice. The ukulele part has been written by Don McNeil, and it's been arranged for lute and harpsichord by James Carmine of the Philco Salon Ensemble.
How soon will I be seeing you? How soon? I wish I really knew. And when will you be saying words I want to hear? Tender little love words, story old, meaning clear. How soon will I be close to you and dance the way we used to do? I see your star eyes gleaming. Don't mind me if I'm dreaming. Tell me, darling, now, how soon?
Well, it's time to shuttle home, but before doing so, I certainly want to thank Friend O'Keefe for being aboard tonight.
It was sheer delight, Bing.
Walter, we ought to get together again real soon. Why don't you drop over at the house Sunday night?
I'd love to.
You know where the place is, don't you?
Yeah, straight out Sunset to Roxbury, isn't it?
Right. It's the little gray house next to the big white one.
Well, that'll be very handy for me. I live in the big white one.
Double crosser.
Who's your guest next week, Bing?
Rudolf Schmohopper.
Oh! Rudolf Schmohopper. Mm-hmm. Who's he?
Oh, who knows? But he'll be here. He's showing. And other stylish guests. Good night, Walter.
Good night, Bing.
Good night, folks. And thank you very much.
This program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Rhythm Ayers, and Bing's guests, Joel Frisco, Eileen Woods, and Rudolf Schmohopper. And remember, this Christmas, give the gift with a lift from Philco, the leader.